And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 23rd of June, 2016. It was on this day in 1926 that 8,000 college applicants in about 350 locations around the country were given an experimental college admissions test. Carl Brigham, professor of psychology at Princeton, was the one who came up with it. He'd been involved in World War I in the Army's IQ testing program, and he was looking for a test that would measure pure intelligence regardless of the test taker's educational background. It was the forerunner of what we know as the SAT, the Scholastic Aptitude Test, which was formally adopted in 1942. It was on this day, 1868, that the typewriter was patented by a newspaper man in Milwaukee named Christopher Latham Sholes. The QWERTY keyboard evolved over time. Originally, Mr. Sholes had the letters in alphabetical order, but then some letters that were often used together in words ended up with their bars close together, and so the QWERTY keyboard evolved as a way of separating them. It's the birthday of David Levitt, born in Pittsburgh, 1961. Grew up in Palo Alto, the son of intellectuals. He said, "I grew up being the only child in the room whose presence everyone forgot about. By the time I was 20, therefore, I had absorbed an enormous amount, but I had experienced almost nothing." He went off to Yale. He studied writing and published a story in The New Yorker in 1982 called Territory, the first story the magazine had ever published that was clearly about homosexual life. Levitt, considered the first modern fiction writer to bring gay themes into mainstream literature. And it's the birthday of the novelist Michael Schara, born in Jersey City, 1928. His great-grandfather had been wounded in the Battle of Gettysburg, and Schara spent years researching and writing a book about it, The Killer Angels, that came out in 1974. It got mixed reviews, it sold poorly, but after it was awarded the Pulitzer Prize in 1975, and after a movie was made based on it, the novel became a bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Ronald Wallace, String Theory. I have to believe a Beethoven string quartet is not unlike the elliptical music of gossip, one violin excited to pass its small story along to the next violin and the next, until finally come full circle, the whole conversation is changed. And I have to believe such music is at work at the deep heart of things that under the protons and electrons, behind the bosons and quarks, with their bombs and strange attractors, these strings, these tiny vibrations, abuzz with their big ideas, are filling the universe with gossip, the unsung art of small talk that, not unlike busybody Beethoven, keeps us forever together, even when everything's flying apart. A poem by Ronald Wallace, String Theory, from For Dear Life, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.